If you live anywhere in Congressional District 1 or 2, an area covering much of southern and eastern Arizona, and you've watched TV recently, chances are you've seen one of these ads.
Still, Congresswoman Kirkpatrick supports Obamacare. Why?
Seen these ads attacking Congressman Ron Barber? They're paid for by out-of-state billionaires who are pushing a reckless agenda.
Ann Kirkpatrick. She caused the problem. She is the problem.
The ads for and against incumbent congressional Democrats Ann Kirkpatrick and Ron Barber are all funded by outside groups. No individual candidate paid for any of the airtime. University of Arizona political communications professor Dr. Kate Kensky says even though it's January and Election Day is not until November, it really isn't too early for the campaign ads to hit the airwaves.
It's been true for decades that those who do the messages first tend to be remembered most by the public. So for example, when Clinton was running for re-election, his campaign team knew that they had to put ads out 18 months in advance in order for him to survive the 1996 election, and he did quite handily with the help of Dick Morris. In 2012, same thing. Obama won in part because he did very well at getting his message out early in the swing states without a response by Romney.
The ad war started when Americans for Prosperity, a conservative political action committee backed by the Koch brothers, ran the first ad attacking Barber and Kirkpatrick. The House Majority PAC, backed by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, fired back. Andy Stone, a spokesman for that political action committee, says the response ad was made because Democrats consider congressional districts 1 and 2 priorities.
The whole reason the House Majority PAC was founded in 2011 is because Democrats saw what happened in 2010 to so many Democratic candidates that were running competitive races and were just overwhelmed by outside Republican spending at the end of the election. And House Majority PAC is committed to making sure that that does not happen again. So we've seen a ton of spending, particularly in these two Arizona districts, from Americans for Prosperity, and House Majority PAC will be there to make sure that those unfounded charges don't go unanswered.
Once the Democrats countered the first ad, Daniel Scarpinato with the National Republican Congressional Committee says the GOP had to release an ad responding to the Democrats.
We don't take anything for granted. Nancy Pelosi's super PAC came in and spent a lot of money. And so I think it's important that voters have a counter to that message. And we're not going to take anything for granted in these races.
Since Election Day is still nearly 9 months away, Dr. Kensky says ad writers have to be careful, especially when the spot is paid for with third-party money.
What sometimes happens is that when third parties are the ones controlling the message, it ends up overwhelming what the candidates are able to say later, and it doesn't gel with what the candidates want to say. And yet, the public tends to view things as Republican versus Democrat. They merge what they see from the third parties and what they see from the campaigns. And so the candidates and campaigns will have to hope that the third parties are reasonable in how they are making their attacks.
Andy Stone with the House Majority PAC says he's not worried about voters getting turned off.
I think voters are smart and they get what's going on here, and we'll be paying even closer attention the closer we get to Election Day.
And the Republican Scarpinato says voters can expect more.
There will be a lot of outside ads. That's just the nature of politics today. But ultimately, you know, I believe that voters are paying close attention, and that's what's going to matter at the end of the day.
The Democrats have just increased their ad buy by an additional $100,000. That means the total spent on that ad so far is $300,000. Of course, that doesn't include the two Republican ads. And there are still more than 9 months until the election. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.